Good morning, Redemption. This is the second week of Advent. We have just lit the peace candle. In Hebrew, the word peace is shalom. Shalom is well-being, harmony, wholeness, a peace that is pervasive, that flows through every aspect of life. Let's pray as we dwell on this concept of shalom. Father God, we give glory to you. We thank you for this time, this season, to connect with you and your shalom. Help us to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are in the book of Isaiah. As already has been mentioned, Isaiah chapters 1 through 39 speak of Judah and Israel's sinfulness, their idolatry, their ill treatment of one another, and their coming punishment, captivity to Babylon. Chapters 40 through 66 speak of the end of the punishment and God doing something new in Jerusalem, in his people. Shalom is God's peace, the peace that surpasses understanding. And there's two things I think God wants us to get from this passage as we're leaning into him. Number one, comfort. Comfort. Comfort my people, he tells the prophet. After it's all said and done, God still claims disobedient, unfaithful Jerusalem as his own. God allowed them to be taken into captivity as a punishment for their sins. But he recognized the horrible treatment they received from the Babylonians, that it went beyond punishment. He says it was double what they received for their sins. He saw their trauma, and he responds with bringing them out of captivity, comfort. He tells them their sins have been forgiven. They have been pardoned. Comfort. He tells them their punishment is over. Comfort. He doesn't ask them to promise to be good. Their word is not faithful. The comfort is in God's word. His word endures forever. He calls them my people. He doesn't hold anything against them. He tells them their sins have been paid for. And he promises to guide them and to lead them. Comfort. He will carry them close to his heart. Comfort. Including the mothers with young. The most vulnerable among them. He will lead them gently. Comfort. Can we relate to these traumatized people of God? In this season of COVID, we have been taken into captivity. We can't worship like we used to. We're in unfamiliar land with strange customs. We've been separated from family members, friends, jobs, our way of doing things. Things we didn't know could be disrupted. We are traumatized. There's a promise of shalom today, peace and harmony and well-being between us and God and his creation. Comfort. How many of us could use some comfort right now? God wants to give it to us. The second thing that we're supposed to get from this passage is to prepare. Prepare the way for God. Prepare the way for God to come into our hearts. Psalm 85 talked about preparing our hearts. God commanded the prophet to comfort his people. We're to be soaked in comfort. If any of us is a disobedient, sinful child, listen now. God is speaking tenderly to us in our traumatized state. Prepare a way for me in the wilderness you are in. Make a straight path for me, you who are in the desert. Invite God in to make every valley filled and every mountain and hill made low. Invite him to make the rough ground or uneven ground level and the rugged places plain or smooth. How do we do that? Declutter. Let go of the things that we have been holding on to that keep God out. Pain, distrust, addictions, jealousies, rivalries, biases, unforgiveness. We collect these things over the years, and like a hoarder, one day we wake up and we have all this stuff that we can't use, that's clogging up everything. Makes our lives unable to be lived or function in a healthy way. We have to let go of these things and give God a pathway to our hearts. Say to God, I let go of this anxiety. I've been holding on to it, but I want you to come into my heart. The glory of the Lord will be revealed as he brings his comfort, his shalom, his peace, to fill those valleys, to make the rough places smooth. Tell God you are letting go of those thoughts that are so critical of yourself and of others. Tell God you want him to come into your mind and bring his comfort, his wholeness, his shalom. He will make the mountains and hills low. If you have distrust of God or others, let go of it for an instant and tell God you want to make a straight path for him. He will come and speak tenderly to you, carry you close to his heart, reveal his glory, his peace, his shalom. This is good news. This is to be shouted from on high. We're being invited to receive comfort in our traumatized state. As we prepare a straight path for God, he fills the valleys and makes every mountain and hill low. He is present. This is good news. He is able. This is good news. Receive the comfort, his shalom, his peace that he has for you. He wants to give it to you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words to us from the prophet Isaiah. We thank you for your words to us from Psalm 85. We thank you for the creativity of the artist who revealed to us your shalom, the peace you're passing on to us if we would receive it. Help us not to resist you. Help us to let go even for an instant and prepare a way. You know that we're in the desert. You know that we're in the wilderness. You know that we're unfaithful. And you want to lead us tenderly. You say that our sins are forgiven. You see the state that we're in. Help us. Help us, Lord, to prepare the way to receive your comfort, your shalom, in Jesus' name. Amen.